DHS data dump shows migrant smuggling by Democrats Salvadoran man. By Neil Monroe on April 18, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security and the Tennessee Police have released additional evidence that deported migrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia smuggled illegal migrants into Maryland in 2022. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is a MS-13 gang member, illegal alien from El Salvador, and suspected human trafficker, said Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. The facts reveal he was pulled over with 8 individuals in a car on an admitted 3-day journey from Texas to Maryland with no luggage. The facts speak for themselves, and they reek of human trafficking. The media's sympathetic narrative about this criminal illegal gang member has completely fallen apart. We hear far too much about the gang members and criminals' false sob stories and not enough about their victims, she added. Also, according to a tweet from the Washington Examiner, the Tennessee Highway Patrol can confirm a 2022 traffic stop of Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, who was stopped for speeding on I-40. Per standard protocol, the THP contacted federal law enforcement authorities with the Biden-era FBI, the agency of jurisdiction, who made the decision not to detain him. But pro-migration Democrats are deliberately ignoring the evidence that President Joe Biden's deputies allowed a criminal illegal migrant to stay in the United States, even after he was given a deportation order and beat his wife. Instead, they preferred to hide the political debate under legal arguments over much-extended due process and slow-moving legal appeals that they believe will help their alliance to stymie the public's demand for proper enforcement of immigration law. This is not about Mr. Abrego himself, said a tweet from a pro-migration advocate, Aaron Reichlin Melnick, who works for the pro-migration lobby group American Immigration Council. This case is about Trump's asserting a right to stash away residents of this country in foreign prisons without the semblance of due process that is the foundation of our constitutional order, he wrote. Many Democrats are also ignoring the growing evidence that he beat his wife and also served as a street hustler for the dangerous MS-13 gang, and the vast civic and economic damage imposed on Americans by the quasi-colonialist federal economic policy of extraction migration.